This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Couple of points about this Verizon NSA story as we get going today. Number one, the Obama administration won't confirm it's true, but the White House does say reviewing phone records is a, quote, critical tool in fighting terrorism. Item number two, at least two members of the United States Senate said today that this surveillance has been going on for 7 years, and essentially they added, what's the big deal? There is no shortage of angles on this story, political, legal, ethical, and corporate as well. Here's another one, practical. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains what the government does with all this data once it gets a hold of it.
This is an unfathomable amount of information, so big it's worth little without a tip on where to look. Stuart Baker is the NSA's former top lawyer. Say the U.S. gets intelligence that a known bad guy in Yemen said this to somebody.
Tomorrow at 11, our guys in the U.S. are going to call you on your other phone. They're going to just give you a phone number, go to the market, buy a new phone, call that other number at 2.
A scan of all that data could find a person whose call records match that scenario.
That's highly likely to be somebody who's tied to al-Qaeda.
Baker says it's not clear what rules the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has laid out as to who can get permission to look into this database or how deeply they can dig. But even eager data miners marvel that the order requires Verizon to give the NSA information on all its calls. Will Regal helps companies use data to reach customers.
I was surprised at the breadth of it.
But just like in the corporate world, you're going to get a lot more out of a big pile of data if you narrow it down.
All of a sudden, we're not talking about a week's worth of data. We're talking about a 10, 20, 30-minute period of time that you're examining.
Then you translate your question into a formula that goes into the data and looks for answers. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.